Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and get yourself ready. Get your pen and your paper. Grab your Bible. Feel free to praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for every one of you. On tonight, at this time, we want to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for journey mercies over the highways. We thank you for how you blessed us. Thank you, O Lord, for how you let us return home safely. We thank you for taking us over the highways. We pray that you continue to look upon your people everywhere. Those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, I pray that you continue to heal them, continue to touch them and encourage them. Help them to continue to look to you and to trust in you. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you've got the power. Bless your people in a special way. Have an own way tonight. Let the Spirit of God prevail and let the blood of Jesus cover. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able. We know you've got all power in your hand. We pray that you bind the works of the devil. Cast him out tonight, O Lord. He seek to hinder and to destroy. But you said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. We trust your word. We believe you today, knowing that your word cannot fail and knowing that your word will last, that your word is going to stand in the end. Help us to look to you, Jesus. Help us to take you at your word. We pray that you look on the bereaved families, that you lift the burdens of their heart, that you will comfort their souls. Help them, O Lord, to overcome and to get through their time of bereavement. Have mercy today, O Lord. O Lord, we are waiting on you. We are looking to you. Taking you at your word, knowing that you're able to do all things. We pray that you bless every soul on this broadcast. Oh, my God, grant the petitions according to your will. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door, oh, Lord. Somebody is in need, but we know that you're able to deliver, and we know you have the way already made. Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord, to take you at your word in these last and evil days. We want to be able to stand and stand on your word. Help us today, oh, Lord. Meet us here tonight, oh, Lord. Pour out of your spirit and let your blood cover today, Lord. Wash us in your blood. Make us ever withhold everything that's not like you. We pray that you move it out of our lives, that we may serve you in the beauty of holiness. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we want to be pure and holy and clean before you. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we've been called. Help us, oh, Lord, make us what you would have us to be. Help us, oh, Lord, to do the will of God that we may please you in every way. Help us tonight, oh, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us, that you send your word and send your anointing. Bless in a special way. Let some soul reach out and receive your word. Repent of their sins. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. We pray that you touch, oh, Lord. Move by your spirit.
Touch, Lord.
Let thy blood cover in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look, go through the prisons, that you look on those who are in nursing homes, those who are in hospitals, those who are in institutions. We pray that you move by your spirit, save, heal, and forgive right out of transgressions. And we thank you today. We thank you for taking us over the highways. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for all things, for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for the meeting, oh, Lord. We pray that you'll bring us together, oh, Lord. Help us to be together in unity and in love. Help us, oh, Lord, to be merciful and to have mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to praise thy name and lift thee up, for thou art worthy of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. We thank you for what you've done. We pray that you continue to go with us. Stand by
us. Thank you, Lord.
And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming to Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 43rd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 43rd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. At this time, we thank God for the word of God. And the following message is a pre-recorded message from today's, from Sunday. We thank God for how he did send his word. And at this time, we pray that you prepare your heart for the word of God. God bless you.
In the book of Proverbs, the Proverbs 5, Psalm 118:8, praise the Lord. Also, Job 13:15. Job 13:15 reads, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own way before him. And in the book of Psalm 118:8, the word of God said it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, I'll trust you. That's my thought today. Yes, I'll trust you. Glory to God. When you place your confidence in God, he will bring you through.
Amen.
Confidence is to have faith in God. Trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. To place your confidence in God, or to have faith or confidence in. To believe. We believe God today. We believe him to be saved, and we believe him that the Lord will continue to help us to stand and be saved in the end.
Amen.
Glory to God. Though he slay me, this is what Job said. He was going through his test and his trial. The skin worms were in his flesh. He lost his cattle. He lost his children. Everything Job had was gone. But Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to trust in the God of my salvation.
Yeah.
Job knew from whence he had came. So he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to continue to trust in God. I'm going to continue to take him at his word. I'm not going to let anything stop me from trusting in God. And that dependent on him to take me through today. Although tests and trials are here, and we're going through so many things down here in this land, I'm still going to trust in God. I'm still going to put my confidence in the God of my salvation. I heard the psalmist when he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Glory to God. And he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God is not going to have you going around begging bread, because God, he will supply all our needs, according to his riches and glory. Glory to God. We keep our trust in God. Don't doubt God, but continue to look to God. Continue to put our trust in God. Regardless of what happens, the test and the trials are going to come, and they're going to come and try to overtake you. But you got to keep your trust in God. The psalmist said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Sometimes you put confidence in man, and man will fail you, because man can only go it so far, but God can do exceeding abundantly, more than we could think or ask. God's got all power in his hands. He can deliver, he can save, and he can fix every situation that's going on in our lives. I know God will make a way.
Yes, he will.
That's why I trust in him. And he brought us this far.
Yes.
I don't believe he's going to walk off and leave us now. Amen. But God, he said in his word, Jesus said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You might go to the end, but I'm going to be right there with you.
Yes.
You may go through your test and trials, but I'm still going to be right there with you.
Amen.
Even though you're in the fire, I'll be with you right there in the fire. And though the waters overflow you, the Lord will be right there with you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to walk off, but he'll be right there. The psalm said in the 40th number of Psalms, verse 4, he said, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're blessed. You're happy when you make the Lord your trust.
Amen.
And when you put your confidence in God. Glory to God. He said, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust.
Mm-hmm.
And respected not the proud.
Yes.
Nor such as turn aside to lies.
Yes.
Those that don't turn aside to lies, but you put your trust in God.
Yeah.
You believe God has taken at his word. The psalmist also said in Psalm 62 and 8, trust in the Lord at all times.
Yeah.
Sometimes Satan will try to make you doubt and say, oh, that's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't going to happen. That's not going to work. But the Bible said, put your trust in him at all times.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord. In the Lord at all times. And don't give up.
Amen.
I don't care. Death might come your way, but trust in him at all times. Faith may come your way, but trust in him at all times. continue to believe God, even when the odds is against you. Continue to believe in God. Take him at his word. His word will never fail. His word is going to stand even when the world is about to close in on you, come to an end. Look at God, the word of God shall stand. The Bible says the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God abides forever. The word of God is going to stand. When you doubt, the word of God is still the same. It's still going to stand. So we might as well take God at his word and believe just what God said in his word, because it's true. The word said in Psalm 55:23, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their day. But I will trust in thee. Hallelujah, I'm going to trust in thee.
Yeah.
Even when the wicked man and the bloody and deceitful man shall not live out half their days, I will trust in thee. Hallelujah. They who said in 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him.
Amen.
God knows them that trust in him.
Yes, he does.
The Bible said they shall be as Mount Zion.
Yes.
They that trust in the Lord,
amen,
shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed.
Amen.
Satan can try all he wants to. Try to move it. But he can't do it.
No, he can't.
Why? Because we trusted in the Lord.
Yeah.
That's why he can't move us. I trusted in God. Hallelujah. I don't care what he does. I don't care what he says.
Yeah.
We can't be moved because we're trusting in the God of our salvation.
Yeah.
He is our rock.
Yeah.
He is our strong tower. He is our fortress today. Why should we look to man? Why should we put our confidence in man? Why can't we just trust in God, taking at his word? Because his word standeth for sure. The word of God is sure. Glory be to God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. That's what Proverbs says, 3:5. Trust in the Lord, all thine heart.
Yes.
And lean not unto thine own understanding.
Yes.
And you know, when you trust in the Lord with all your heart like this, I think you could pray and God will do it.
Yes.
God will answer your prayer if you don't lean unto your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mean to your own understanding, because we're not going to understand everything.
Amen.
God, if we understood everything, we wouldn't need God. But
mm-hmm.
God, he will take us through.
Yes, he will.
If we just lean on him, trust in him and take him at his word. I believe Samuel said, the God of my rock, he called it my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. The Lord has saved you from the violence. When Satan come against you to bring his evil and try to destroy you and take you out, the Lord will keep you. And I thank God for his word on today. Because the word is truth. We can depend on God. We can trust in God. And we can call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Who shall I be saved from my enemies? That's what David did. When his enemies came after him to destroy his life, to kill him, David looked to the Lord, trusted in the Lord, and God delivered him. He delivered him out of the hand of Saul. When Saul came to destroy him, God delivered David. And I thank God today, God is still delivering. He's a deliverer, and he will deliver us. When the enemy come after us to destroy our lives or to make us give up and not trust in God, the Lord will come to our rescue. I just thank God for his word today. Let us stand with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Once again, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you because our trust is in you. Our confidence is in you today. No other help we know. We're depending on you to take us through. When the enemies rise up against us, we are trusting in you. We know you're able to take us through, and we know you're able to fix the situation for us. We're depending on you, O Lord, the God of our health, the God of our strength, the God of our salvation. Oh, my God, our trust is in you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you continue to bless and keep us, take us through, help us to stand, help us to endure, help us to go through, Lord. Help us to make this journey. Fix us the way you want us to be. Move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Look on your people. Bless in a special way. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Make ways, balance the ways. Open up doors, O Lord. Fix every situation in our lives. Help us to stand on your word and trust in you and to be as that solid rock. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us today, Lord. Help us to go through. Help us, O Lord. We know you're able. We know you've got the power. We're dependent on you to take us through. Hold us in the hollow of thy hand. Ever lead us on to victory. We will give thy name the praise and the glory to ourselves now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word of God and for the prayer. We thank God for this broadcast. And we thank God for everything that he has done for us. We're continuing to look to the Lord because we know that the Lord is our trust. So the message today is telling us to trust in the Lord. And yes, I'll trust you, Lord. I'll trust the Lord because I know that he will never fail. So we thank you for everyone who has tuned in on tonight. And at this time, if we have, if any of our evangelists or ministers to give remarks, you may do so at this time. And if there's anyone else that has a testimony that you would like to give or you'd like to thank the Lord for what he has done for you, you may do so at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. And yes, I'll trust you. And this is what we must do. We have to put our confidence in God, not in man, not in ourselves or our possessions or things that we have, but in God. I want to say to Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. I enjoyed the message.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for being on the Gospel Truth broadcast. And thank the Lord for that beautiful, encouraging message. It's so important that we put our trust in the Lord. And people, you can trust in the Lord. He is the only one who will not fail you. He's the only one who will not let you down. Hallelujah. I know sometimes people, they try, but we are in the flesh. We are human, and things can come up unexpected. And Amen. Things that we want to do or try to do, we are unable to. But yes. God will never fail. So you are blessed if you put your trust in the Lord. I encourage you tonight to just trust the Lord with your whole heart and just let God work in your life. And I want to say to you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to continue to use you. Amen. I ask for your continued prayers. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelists. I don't know if Sister Jackie is still on the line, but if you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you may have some words.
I am. Oh, I had a great time yesterday at the church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I am so glad I went.
Yes.
That sermon was on the money, and the people were lovely, and I thank God for getting us there safely and back. And I just want to thank you so much, Evangelist May, for the invitation. And
thank
God
you.
Bless everyone.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks through our evangelists. Thank God for Sister Jackie and for those remarks. I'm glad that you were able to come and be with us in that service, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you. Come go with us on some more trips, if the Lord say the same.
Thank
you. Thank God. Thank God for you. You're welcome. And I thank God for Dennis Khadija and Dennis Amin. For their faith.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really do appreciate you all. And I'm saying to you,
thank
and
you,
I'm
Lord.
Asking that you continue to pray for me, that the Lord will have his way in my life, and that he will touch my body, and that he will heal, because I know he can do it, and I know he can fix my situation. He knows what's going on, and I know he knows how to deliver the godly. So I'm asking for your prayers. And we thank you once again on Tuesday night. We look forward to being back here for Oldies for Goodies night in the gospel, came direct from the Lord. So we want you to tune in on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and we are looking forward to that. If that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close and we say good night. And God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.